You've heard of BetaShares. You've probably seen the logo on our podcast. You might even be among their 1 million investors. So you can imagine that I'm delighted to say BetaShares is the official ETF partner of the Australian Finance Podcast. With nearly 100 exchange-traded funds, you can go to betashares.com.au and immerse yourself in ETFs and unique insights covering all of the sectors, themes, core and satellite positions you could want. Think cybersecurity through the HACK ETF, robotics and AI with the RBTZ ETF, and uranium with the URNM ETF. The list goes on. To explore the BetaShares ETF range, visit betashares.com.au, read the relevant PDS and TMD on the website, and consider if the fund is right for you. BetaShares Capital Limited is the issuer. Welcome to the Australian Finance Podcast.
I'm Kate Campbell.
And I'm Owen Rask.
And we're here to give you the tools and knowledge to invest both your time and money better.
If you're new, feel free to jump in with our Starter Pack series that aired in early 2022, or our Shares or ETF mini series.
We've got plenty to share with you in today's episode, but if you want to catch us on socials,
head to Rask Australia on Insta and Twitter.
I'm also found at Kate Campbell AUS on Insta.
And I'm Owen Rask AU on Insta.
Just beware of the fake accounts. We'll never DM you about trading strategies or crypto. And if it sounds a bit weird, it's probably not us.
And just one final heads up before we get into the show. This podcast contains general financial information only. Kate Campbell, welcome to this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast.
It is wonderful to be back as always, Owen.
As always, yes, we're joined behind the mic by podcast manager slash producer slash everything, Monique Pitzica. How are you going?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Very good. And we're doing Money and Chill, Kate.
Our non-serious episode for the month where we share our savings tips, though for us, as we were discussing off air, most of us, it's just been an expensive month with various bills. I mean, for me, lots of plumbing costs that I've had to spend money and will have to spend money on. We talk about our things we've been reading at the moment, anything interesting happening in the world of finance, what we've been up to at Rask, and yeah, just sort of chill out.
Yeah, cool. We like it. So it's a bit more relaxed. Shout out to, who are we doing a shout out to?
Moody,
if you're listening. Monique had a moment on the weekend or last weekend.
Yep. I was taking photos, had a little conversation with an artist, and I was like, hey, I work on this podcast. He's like, what podcast? Whips out his phone, the Australian Finance Podcast. I'm like, hey. That's the one I work on.
I recognise that cover.
Yeah. Nice coincidence.
That's lovely. So who would have thunk it? That's great. So shout out to Moody. Kate, what have you been doing lately? What have you been working on?
Well, I have been studying a lot recently. So I'm really trying to finish my Juris Doctor, my postgrad law degree this year. So there's been some intensive classes over the last week. So my life's been pretty focused on academics recently.
Mm. Well, that's wonderful. I don't envy that right now. I don't have capacity for that, but that's wonderful. Monique, yourself, what's happening behind the scenes? Anything?
Lots of editing and lots of recording. We're in Sydney recently, so I did lots of that stuff. And now I can't wait to be in front of my computer.
That's a bit of a chuckle from me. You are behind your computer and in the cave a lot.
I love it.
Yeah, we've been in Sydney a bit lately recording. We recorded yesterday with BetaShares, InvestSmart, Effie Zahos. Who else am I forgetting yesterday? Nick Cummings from Intelligent Investor as well. That was a really good chat. We get on the road quite a bit. Probably don't know this unless you watch the videos, but we're not always here in the studio recording. A lot of the times we're on the road as well. I feel like I am nowadays in Sydney more than I'm in the office here in Melbourne. Hmm. Which is not, like, it's kind of sounds glamorous to travel for work, but I feel like it's not.
Well, none of that extra stuff's ever included. So you have to get up at 5 a.m. to catch your flight to Sydney. You don't get home till late. There's all this extra. You get out of your routine, so suddenly you're not going to the gym.
You're not eating healthy.
Yeah. Get a lot of value out of you.
Okay, so normally what we do every month in Money and Chill is we do talk about some savings hacks, some lessons, some things that have been going on. Kate, before we get to that, there's one thing that you've mentioned in the notes for today's episode, which was quite interesting. Probably interesting is the wrong word. It's probably not a great outcome. But can you tell us a little bit about an experience that someone had in your life recently?
Yeah. So one of our listeners wrote in to say, can we share more about our experiences using Gumtree or Marketplace to sell items? They're worrying a lot about the increasing number of scams. Is there a process that we use to ensure buyers are genuine? Mm. Because we have been talking a little bit about Marketplace, Gumtree. I remember you were telling me about your friend's Marketplace hack recently. And I thought I would share because a lot of scams are happening. People, young, old, all levels of financial literacy are getting scammed. So it's worth having this conversation. So a close family member, this was a year ago was scammed when they sold a laptop online through Marketplace because it was like a PayPal a doctored receipt was sent through. So it said the money would arrive in 1 to 2 days. It looked like it was all legit. So they posted the laptop and the money never arrived. And it was to a parcel locker. So it couldn't really be tracked down. And so tried all the avenues, but ended up just losing the value of the laptop and not getting any money for it. So I think it's really important. I've been doing a little bit of Gumtree selling recently, just trying to clear a bit of furniture out. But there's always a lot of time wasters and people that don't respond. But it's usually someone that just says they seem like they're genuine if they're saying, well, where is it? What's the item? When can I collect it? Can I collect it tomorrow at 2 p.m., that kind of thing. And then I usually only give the address, never my exact address, but just the address. Or you could always do the property next door to you and just tell them to meet you at the front. Mm-hmm. Or you give them the address on the day. And then on the spot, not everyone has cash now. So some people just do pay ID on the spot. So before you hand over the item, they can pay. If you've set up pay ID with your bank account, you can set it up with your mobile if you want, or your email or something like that, they can pay you on the spot and you can see the money. And then I can go, okay, $20 from that lady just landed in my bank account. Here's your item.
Yeah.
So similar feeling to cash, you get the money instantly because someone might show you they've done a bank transfer. It looks like it's taking 1 to 2 days, but it never turns up. So I think pay ID or even Beam It, things like that, where you can see the cash hit your account instantly is a good alternative to physical cash.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'm a fan of that not meeting at your house. I mean, some items you wouldn't be able to remove from your house. Like if you're selling like a fridge, it's often hard to then.
I was doing meet me at the Macca's car park.
But I think that's a good thing. I don't give away your address as like a first thing. And I think as a general rule, anyone that responds like with some sort of, you send me the thing, I'll PayPal you or something like that, until you've got the cash, never release the item. Never. And unfortunately, PayPal's brand was so strong online that now PayPal as the brand is used for those types of scams. PayID is something that's not really familiar to a lot of people still, but just for everyone's benefit, basically what happens is you set up with your phone number or your email address a bank account, and then you only have to share that email address or phone number, and automatically people can send it to that email address or phone number.
And the transfer happens instantly as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the key benefit, as Kate was saying. You can do OSCO, which is like instant payments, but that's below $1,000. So if you have something to sell that's over that, it may take a little bit longer. But yeah, that's a really good one. Another good one would be when you are buying, like when you're on the other side, is just make sure you don't send the money until you've confirmed the quality of the item. And you can imagine that some of the sellers are going to be a bit cagey because of the negative experiences they probably hear online. So that would be one thing, is like just be aware that they're probably going to be a bit cagey and they're not going to give you everything straight away. But I've bought so much off Facebook and Gumtree over the years, like so much. It's where the chickens came from as well. It's always a bit daunting to do it, but I think you can save a lot. And for people that didn't hear the thing that Kate referenced earlier on a few months ago, I was telling a story of a friend who doesn't have social media. The only thing that he has is Gumtree. He's been a gummy for many years. And he just has like the area set and then free. So he's just constantly refreshing that. Like on the train ride home, he'll just check, is there something in this going for free that I can get really quickly? And that the only way it works is if you do respond almost immediately to people.
Yeah. And they even lots of local communities have buy, swap, sell groups or free groups where you can just join these Facebook groups and find
things locally.
I always
look at those groups for free lemons because I refuse to pay for lemons.
Well, there you go.
Everyone has an abundance of lemons. So I'm like, who has a tree? I'm coming down.
Yeah, right. But in a Melbourne, like where you live, up on your side of town, There's a lot of lemon trees and people that
have maybe
these,
just
like,
my area.
DIY gardens. I don't know. Have we all been guilty of taking a lemon off someone's tree that's just hanging over the fence or something?
Definitely,
like
that? Definitely, yeah.
I have a friend that's a supplier.
Of course.
She has a lemon tree in her backyard that no one can access, so I'm the beneficiary of those lemons.
That's the best.
Fair. I've planted a lemon tree, but it's going to take a long time. Long time.
They take forever.
Yeah, before it does anything. So we'll see about that. But
Check your local council, because mine was running a swap meetup where people could bring sort of 10 items each and they could take 10 items with them. And so that was encouraging reduction of waste in the local community. So your community might be doing something like that too, or you could be the one to start it.
We have hard rubbish collection outside our house at the moment. It was actually this morning. And it was interesting, I was pulling out of the drive the other day and there was a van stopped at the front, it looked like a courier van. I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's a parcel. So I waited a moment. No, it turns out it was just some dude that mustn't have been in the hard rubbish area, dropping his rubbish off outside our house to get collected to save money.
No.
So he was dropping his stuff on our nature strip, knowing that the hard rubbish was about to come through, so he didn't have to take it to the tip.
That'd be annoying, sneaky. Hard rubbish don't collect everything.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole list of things they won't take. And
don't you have to state how big of an area you're...
There's a limit, but with this one, this is like the whole, suburb. Gets it at one go. It wasn't like a...
So you were just chosen for some reason.
Yeah, he was just driving past and it's like, that person has nothing outside their house.
Because some councils have to, you have to book in a slot.
Yeah, my one I have to book in.
Nah, with this one, it's just everyone gets the opportunity. And we have it every now and again. It's a really good opportunity to clean out. But by the same token, you got people that do go along and look for things.
Yeah.
Like,
I have a friend that always...
Oh, I scored some really cool
hard rubbishes.
Bar stools the other day.
Oh, really?
There's like green velvet bar stools, gold metal for where your feet kind of sit, whatever you call that bit of the chair.
Yeah.
Like the best find of the year so far.
Okay, interesting. Green velvet, you probably had Kate's eyes
starting by
thinking like, what kind of green? Forest green?
Forest.
Okay, so we do share a few money-saving tips on the Money and Chill segment every month. Kate, you definitely have come most prepared this month. What have you got for us?
So groceries have still been an ongoing challenge.
Okay.
I've ended up just doing click and collect at Coles because life got hectic. And that was one way that you could kind of stay on top of your groceries, because you could see the sales and you could see what the price was adding up to. And if things had gone a little bit crazy, you can always reduce or take a few things out of your cart. So that has helped a lot in terms of time and energy. Also recommending... to save money on buying lunches out, you have a gourmet sandwich at home. So instead of just throwing whatever's in the fridge together for lunch and going, oh, this is a bit sad, which was what I was doing, I make sure I get a feature ingredient, like ham from the butcher or halloumi. And so then I make a proper sandwich at lunch and I feel
olive
like...
Olive paste.
Olive paste, sun-dried tomato paste is also good. So you feel like you've gone out for a nice sandwich, but you're having it at home for a fraction of the price. And that is my trick to make your day a bit more exciting.
I like this, Kate. I like this. I mean, there is often a lot of stuff in your fridge that you just haven't used. And you can just kind of like reactivate. You can be like, okay, that thing's not going to perish, so I'll use that. I'll bring that to the table and just get creative. I actually gave Effie Zahos, and it'll come up on the podcast, so it's a bit of a spoiler alert, but I gave her the choice. She had a $10 budget, and I said to her, how do you spend it? Do you spend it on a bachelor's handbag or a lentil shepherd's pie? What would you guys take? So you got $10. Basically, that's the price of one of those hot chickens, which is the bachelor handbag, by the way.
Yeah, Effie introduced me to that term.
Yeah, and that's
why you brought it up again, I'm guessing.
Exactly, yeah. So what would you take? Would you take the bachelor's handbag, the roast chicken, or would you take a lentil shepherd's pie, which you could probably make for under $10, to be honest?
Well, I have had a lentil shepherd's pie and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
When I've made it.
Yeah.
With
the
mash on top.
I'd probably go for the chicken.
Really? Yeah, it's simple.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't have anything with the chicken. You would just be eating.
Effie did make a good point that they can only keep the chickens on the shelf for about 4 hours. So if you go, you know, you go like kind of like the end of the the roasting period. And then you get it for cheap.
I have not attended the end of roasting.
They can only keep it on the shelf for a certain amount of time before they have to transition it. So if you go there, they discount those before the new ones come out. Mm. That's a really good way to do it. Anyway, other than that was a good tip from Effie. Have you got anything else from us?
Last month, I said to everyone that I was experimenting with a new energy provider that was providing a variable energy pricing, and it was supposed to be cheaper. But in Melbourne, if anyone listening is here, you know that we've had so many 38-degree days and 30-plus degree days. And since I've been working and studying at home more, I've needed the aircon.
And we had a brownout. Over the long weekend... I don't know if you experienced this in Melbourne. I was away at Inverloch and they shut down half the power.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that happened.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a country thing.
Shout out to Inverloch. So your power bill would have spiked dramatically.
Yes, my experiment was substantially more than my previous bill by about $30 or $40 for the month.
How much do you normally pay? So to give us context on the percentages there. Like,
I think it went from 50 or 60 to...
Oh, wow. So, it's up 100. Like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a backfire.
It backfired on me. Yes.
But now you know. You tried it out.
Yeah.
If you could predict the weather patterns, which is hard in Melbourne.
So they sent an email out to all their clients saying, we know there's been some extreme weather recently and that you've probably noticed that your bill spiked, but no, never fear, this evens out over the year because you get better pricing when you're not using your aircon in the cooler months.
Yeah, of course.
But then you probably need your heater,
which is more
so really intensive. I think I'm going back to the old energy provider, which was the best rate when I used the government comparison website. But I tried.
You gave it a crack. Yeah.
I gave it a crack.
And I think sometimes, like, for anyone that's really curious about how the world works, I think you've just got to try things, right?
Yeah.
And there's a really good investor from the US who's like venture capital-esque. And he basically says that he gets every gimmicky widget he can possibly get his hands on. He just ends up with a closet full of these toys and things that he's never used. But at least he tried it and he found out earlier on, because then he can use that to discover if something is really, really good. And you just got to take the risk that you do end up with a closet full of energy providers that you're just like, that didn't work. But now I've got this one, which is pretty good.
Yeah. It's a bit of life admin to switch back, but...
Yeah.
Oh, well. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. You went with Coles Click and Collect.
Yeah.
And did you go with that because it's close to you? Is that why you did it? Yeah. Right. Okay.
And they have a good butcher that I like within the complex. Okay. So you can do that at the same time. Mm.
Did you sign up for Coles Plus?
No.
Okay.
What's Coles Plus?
Coles Plus. Yeah. I think that's the name. Sorry, Coles. Coles Plus is the subscription that you can get and it gives you free delivery.
Oh, cool.
And you get extra Flybuys points. So we convert our Flybuys points to Velocity points. We also pool our Velocity points, as I was saying to you yesterday. So as a household, we pool all spending and Velocity points together. So we get the free delivery.
So it's $19 a month.
Yeah. But it works out, because we do two shops a month, it works out to be about the delivery fee anyway.
You only go to the grocery twice a month?
Well, for the big shops, because we do HelloFresh during the week. Because HelloFresh actually saves us money, because one, it controls our portion sizes, and secondly, we don't end up with that kind of, I'm just going to go down and get some bread and milk and then walk out $150 later.
Have they gotten better with packaging waste? Because that was the thing.
Yeah, so they use a lot of like paper-based bags and that type of a thing.
It's gotten better since I tried it.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of plastic, which you do get. You know, Australia's pretty good with this comparison to US and UK. Yeah, you're going to have a little bit. Like for some of the ingredients, you just simply cannot get by without it. But like all the boxes are recyclable, the bags you can reuse, these types of things.
Do they take them back, the boxes?
No, because I think because they're fine to be HelloFresh. I'm sorry if I got this wrong. But we just like compost them. So you can just chuck them in the compost, put some water on them. They break down and they're fine. Just take the plastic off, like the sticky tape off.
Yeah. There you go.
Mon, what do you got for us?
Well, going off like the whole Gumtree situation we just spoke about, I thought about, you know, how we talk about Amazon a lot and how great the subscription is and you can watch
shows
and whatever, but then also the shopping side, you get the free...
I get my books the next day.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, did you convert?
No. Oh. Well, I was thinking, I'm like, if anyone's like me, they don't really watch TV and they don't really want to pay for that monthly subscription... but they do some online shopping here and there, but not enough to justify paying, what is it, $10 a month?
It's about that. It's not much.
Yeah, I know it's not much, but it still adds up.
It used to be $6.99. Yeah, but you can get the annual pricing for 30% off or something. Yeah, shout out Amazon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Yep. You're a fan, I know. So if you don't really use it that much, most of the time, like what I want to purchase online is on eBay. And eBay, most of the time, has free postage. So it's like, why do I need to pay for a subscription when I can just get the thing on eBay and it's free postage?
Wow. Is this like a Samsung versus iPhone moment?
$79 annual charge. There we go. Or $9.99 monthly.
How much though?
$79 a year.
Yeah, cool. You definitely pay for the yearly, right?
I probably am not.
Well, yeah, I would go. I'd normally do the yearly subscription.
But it would make sense. Yeah.
Same with business owners. If you're a business, a lot of your software will be way cheaper if you commit to a year. Or if you're getting new software, as Rask is doing at the moment, call the software provider, like your CRM or whatever.
Even with email hosting, if you're buying domains, email, web hosting, pay for a year up front.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so much cheaper. And on the bigger things like email hosting, you can actually call the account managers and negotiate a deal in exchange.
I've negotiated my Adobe suite before many, many times.
Yeah, right.
And they're so easy to be like, no worries. Have it for a cheaper whatever.
It doesn't make a difference to them. It probably costs them more to just say yes on the call than it actually does to say yes, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Yep. Anything else?
That's all I had.
Okay. eBay.
Yeah.
Shout out to eBay.
There's nothing wrong with eBay, is there?
Nothing wrong with eBay. No, nothing at all.
Seems like a throwback.
Yeah. Like, I feel very judged.
Buying things on eBay.
No, eBay, great. Yeah. No, I did buy an anchor on eBay recently for the boat.
I bought my first iMac computer off eBay.
Really?
In 2009. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's the eBay era.
Yeah. Taking it back. Nothing wrong with it.
No, bring it. Yeah, it's coming back. They've got a subscription as well, I'm pretty sure.
Do they have it?
It's so crazy these days. Like, I think the powerful thing about Amazon that people don't know or don't realize is happening, but like once you get a good experience on Amazon, you're almost certain to go back to it. And to the point where now Amazon, if you look at their financials, they're so powerful in their advertising department. So their advertising, they can actually charge people to advertise their products inside of Amazon, and they'll actually charge you to fulfill your parcel as well now. So as a business owner, you don't even need to have delivery teams because you need to use Amazon. You just put your product on there and say, that's my product. I'm going to advertise and sell it within Amazon. But the key point is once you use it, you know that it's got everything. So you're just going to go straight back in there, go into the app, and be like, bang, done. Got my payment, got my delivery, done.
Mm.
It's so crazy powerful. Anyway, okay, like that, eBay. So I would just say this is more like an admin thing for me. I overpaid for RACV. That's a Victorian thing if you're NRMA, RACQ, whatever.
Your roadside assistance.
Yeah. I overpaid for that and they sent me a check for like $250. I didn't realize. I think I must have double B paid them or something. And basically they sent me a check. Normally with my mail these days, I'm just like, it's all just kind of like whatever.
If you don't check, you'll miss the check.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, perfect. So cashing your checks is really important. Some people get them from like Medicare and these types of things. So check your MyGov as well. If you've got things like rebates and stuff outstanding, you can go and do that. Finally, this is not really a money saving hack. It's just like a time saving hack, which I'm all about. If you listened to Money and Chill last month, you would know that we talked about outsourcing.
You were going to get a gardener.
We got the lawn mowing and all that sort of stuff, the weeds and all that sort of stuff done. Just need the hedges, a person for the hedges. So I'll probably use Airtasker for that. But we've also now got a robot vacuum. There was one coming through Aldi. Sorry, this is like a week or two late, but it always sells out. There was a robot that we got from Aldi. And I was just telling y'all how it works. It automatically comes on at 3:30 every day.
Nice.
And it just goes around the house and the dogs just go nuts. They're like, what is that thing? The rabbit hasn't met it yet, so that would be interesting. But it just goes around the house. It maps the house. It doesn't pick up like the really nitty-gritty kind of stuff. Like,
so you still got to do a deep clean.
Yeah, you still got to do the regular clean. For example, the dog got into the fiddly fig the other day and just pulled out all the dirt and tipped over the pot. It didn't get like all the bits.
Did the fig survive? The
fig's fine, fortunately, but it did kill one of the other ones. I don't know what the name of it is, but
your dogs are crazy.
Yeah, but the point is it just goes around the house and it does just that general you know, dusting and cleaning up and whatever. And you can clean the, you pull the little tray out every few days and it's fine. It knows when to go back and charge itself. Yeah, it does all of that. It goes on the carpet, on the floorboards, nice. Rugs, everything. So,
it's spying on you as well.
It's $450. So, it's a fair bit of cash, but the amount of time it's going to save us and just to know that the house is clean. We've got griddles, which don't shed, but still, it's nice to know that there's not a lot of dust being brought in and that sort of a thing. So, yeah, that would be my tip. And it was from Aldi. You can get one from the good guys at the moment. I think they've got a big sale on their robot vacs at the moment. So, go and check that out. Yeah.
Lovely.
Read the reviews. Cool. Okay, behind the scenes at Rask, we just give you a quick update on what we've been working on. One of the biggest announcements came from someone that wasn't us this week. Many of you will know, we've alluded to it a little bit on the show. We haven't talked about it much. There's certain legal reasons why we can't, but some of you may know that we've partnered with a company called InvestSmart, which is a public company. It's on the stock exchange, and they came out with an announcement recently that said that we are their first partner. So Rask is their official first partner for what they call white labeling. So basically what this means is in the very near future, people will be able to come to Rask and will be able to invest for you. And the way we do that is we create the ETF portfolios. And it's all backed by the InvestSmart technology. So it's a really good partnership and I'm really excited by that. And if you have any questions or if you do want to learn more about, you know, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a friend that you think would be really well served by us managing their portfolio, all you've got to do is head to the link in your show notes. There is a product disclosure statement or PDS. There is a what we call a TMD, which is this new document that basically just helps you understand what the different options are and who they're for, kind of thing. Because we can't give personal advice, like on a podcast like this. The TMD is just a document. You can just jump in there and have a look at the different strategies. There's only three strategies. You just select one on the onboarding process. And there's a heap of automation features. Kev would want me to say that. Kevin Fung, our senior analyst, he would want me to say that there's heaps of automation features. So you can dollar cost average. You can use the opposite of a dollar cost average, which is not what the three of us are after. But if you're slightly older or you're nearing FIRE or retirement, you can actually pull your money back out through an automated feature as well. So automate on the way in, automate on the way out, and it's all fully managed, which is really cool. So check out the PDS and it'll all be available there. It's called Rask Invest, as some of you will know that name. Other things to note, behind the scenes, if you take YouTube as well as the podcasts, the four podcasts, the Australian Business Podcast, Australian Finance Podcast, etc., Property and Investors Podcast, basically, all the podcasts are at record highs, which is absolutely wonderful because late in 2023, we did see a dip in podcast listenership overall, not just us, but the whole ecosystem. So it's been really, really amazing to see so many people coming back to podcasts in early 2024 and the audiences are growing fast, which is amazing. So keep sharing our podcast with your friends and your family members, or if you're at a gig, give us a shout out. Because that's free word of mouth.
When people are at a concert, the last thing they want to hear is a finance podcast suggestion
shout
on
out,
stage.
Finance podcast.
Yeah, shout out my favorite podcast. And here's some rock. but interestingly, we looked at this probably a few weeks ago. The Rask YouTube channel is just taking off. It's actually, we haven't done anything out of the ordinary, I would say. We still record our podcasts in video like this. We haven't done the live shows for a while, but those will be coming back soon. So if you haven't already, check out the Rask YouTube channel. You know, it's heaps going on there, heaps. So check it out. We've passed 26,000 students enrolled in courses. So it'll probably be about another month and we can say 27,000, which is amazing. So if you want a free course, Kate's done so much work over on Rask Education. Go and check that out. It's been really lovely hearing from some of you who said you've taken those ETF courses or the property course or whatever. It's all free, so go and check it out. And that's the Rask news. Cue the slide. Okay, so finally, we do share with you some interesting finds and resources so you can extend your knowledge outside of Rask, so you don't have to just listen to our podcasts and you don't have to read just Kate's book because she's the only one that's written a book here. Oh,
actually, Monique has. We've gone through this before.
Yeah, you published a book on photography.
Yeah. With minimal words.
Minimal words. It's got a title. It's got some stuff
but
in it.
But it has a spine, and I think that means it's a book.
Yeah, it's
okay,
a book.
Okay, it's got a spine. Yeah. Right, okay. I like this. So, Kate, good finds, interesting resources, good reads. What have you got for folks?
Yes. Well, you will recall that we went to Emma Edwards' book launch this month for her brand new book, Good With Money. And that was a lot of fun. She spoke. Tash was interviewing her. There was some good food. I think we got seated right near the salt and pepper calamari. So
there was so much salt and pepper calamari. Thank you, Emma.
A lot of that was being consumed, but fantastic book. Especially if you've got someone in your life that's just at the beginning of their finance journey and wants to understand why they think the things they do about money. She's got lots of really practical activities that you can work through. Also, it's an audiobook, so you could listen to that. So, I think that's my recommendation for the month. I've read it. I would definitely recommend Good With Money by Emma Edwards and, of course, her podcast, The Broke Generation Podcast.
Yep. She was on the show recently as well, if you do want to get a flavor for Emma's way of thinking. Podcast highly recommended. She's also prolific on Instagram, so you can go and check that out.
I think she just thinks about money a very different way to me, and I really enjoy her perspectives.
Yeah, it was really interesting when she was getting interviewed by Tash Invest up in front of everyone, and she recounted the time when she realized she was good with money. I don't know if you remember this, but basically, and not to take the words too much out of Emma's mouth, but effectively she said she realized she was good with money when she could help her family out, when she realized that, yeah, I do have some money and I can help you with that. And that was the moment that she realized that, actually, you know, I'm pretty good with money now, you know, and it was a long journey for her. So I would encourage anyone to think, like, are you good with money? And how, like, what would make you think that you are?
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the things she talked about in the podcast she did with us is, what would it look like for you to feel good with money? What would need to change in your life? What are some of the actions you need to take? What amount of money, amount of knowledge would make you feel good with money? So giving some numbers and some definition to that instead of having it always elusively out of reach that I'm not good with money, I'm never going to be good with money. How can we start to turn that script around? So really good episode, really good book.
So I've got a few resources that I've been consuming. The Diary of the CEO book, Stephen Bartlett, I can't judge on the full book yet. This is the book as I've been going through the airports recently. I always go in and have a look to see if your book's there, okay, to see if Emma's book was there. Well, it was, I sent her a photo. Evan's book was there. Everyone, you know, who's appeared on the show, they just have their books there. And I always just go through and have a look. But this is a book that I've picked up a few times and just read the blurb a couple of times.
Have you listened to his podcast?
I've only listened to a couple of episodes.
Yeah. He does some really good deep
really
dives.
Good
He's
podcast.
A good question.
Yeah.
Thinker and asker.
Yeah, that yeah. Good podcaster, we'll say.
Good podcaster.
Good with the words.
Yeah, but for those that don't know, Diary of a CEO is about conversations with people from all walks of life. So you've got like psychologists, obviously CEOs, chief marketing officers, founders, these types of people. And it's just really illuminating. Celebrities, sports people on there. So it's really cool. And he's kind of combined that into the book, which is like the laws for success in life, basically. And I'm only a little bit of the way through. I only picked it up yesterday. But I really like it when someone who writes a book feels like they had to write a book. I feel like that's a sure sign that they've put a lot of effort into it and it deserves your attention, even if you don't read the whole thing. And the reason I bring that up is we recently had Kate Toon on the Australian Business Podcast. Kate Toon is a really well-known marketer and business coach, and she talks about all different types of things over on the Australian Business Podcast. In fact, it's a good enough episode that it could go across all RAS podcasts. It talks predominantly about building a business, but she recently wrote a book called Earning Six Figures in School Hours, and it's about her journey as a mom where she raised her son and how she built a business. So she hated her job, she fell pregnant, and then a couple months before giving birth, she started her business, which is for most people is wild when you think about that. And she makes a few wonderful comments throughout the conversation. But one of those things is that, you know, there's never a good time to start a business. And she also suggests that there's never a good time to have kids. Like everyone's always planning for these big moments in life, but sometimes you just got to do it. And she made so many wonderful comments in that. But one of the things about writing her book, Earning Six Figures, was that she said that when you write a book, you have to feel almost like you're giving birth to something, like you're bringing something to the world that's inside you that you just have to get out. And so when it comes to a book, I think that's what the Diary of the CEO book is kind of like. He's done thousands of these conversations, spoken to so many people around the world. to get a book like that is really, really valuable. Mm. So that's why I picked it up. And Kate's book is wonderful as well. Anyone that has a business or you have a side hustle, go and listen to the Kate Toon episode on the Australian Business Podcast. It is seriously good. Like it is, sometimes we sit back
here. Six figures in school hours?
Yes.
I think that's it.
Yes, that's the one. It's by the same publisher as yourself,
yeah.
By Major Street Publishing. Every now and again, we sit back, or I sit back on across the four podcasts and the live shows and everything that we do, and you get people that come along and you're like, wow, that was really, really good. And Kate is definitely one of those people that is like in that top tier where you're like, I didn't know you existed until we had, you know, the chance to meet like this. And I'm so glad that we met, and she is absolutely brilliant. So go and check that out. It's
I'll
great
have to give it a listen.
Yeah. Tom Gaynor recently appeared on The Knowledge Project by Shane Parrish. Shane Parrish appeared on our podcast not too long ago. So The Knowledge Project is one of my favorite podcasts, and Tom Gaynor is often considered like the next Warren Buffett. So he's like a really well-established investor and has set himself up in exactly the same way as Warren Buffett. In so for those of you that don't know, Warren Buffett basically invests the money of the insurance company that he runs, right? And Tom Gaynor, that's called Berkshire Hathaway for Warren Buffett. For Tom Gaynor, it's called Markel, and he's done the same thing. So he didn't start Markel, but he went into it and he's now the CEO, and he invests the same way. And he's probably got the best track record of anyone in the world over the past 20 or 30 years. And so he recently appeared on The Knowledge Project, and a few of the things that aren't investing related, which I thought I could bring to people, is that they talk about, Tom talks about this idea of being a satisfier, not an optimizer. So what that would mean is, what are you satisfied with in life? It's very different to saying like what you're what's optimal for me. A lot of people search for optimal outcomes, like the best investment, the best ETF, the best brokerage platform, where you can just be satisfied. And he says that in many respects in his life, he's just satisfied. He's satisfied that he doesn't have the flashy car because he's got his car that does the thing. He's satisfied where he works, how he works, who he spends time with, and that is a much easier way to live life. And I think that's a really interesting way to frame things. And Tom Gaynor was fortunate enough to spend a lot of time with Charlie Munger. For those people that don't know him, he's Warren Buffett's investing partner who passed away recently. And one of the things he and Shane talked about, and this is where I'll conclude, is that what's good for you in the short term is rarely good for you in the long term. So what he talks about is, you know, he gives some really good examples, but I'll give you one, which is that doing something for someone, when you can do something for someone, you should do something for someone. But the cost of that is that it takes time away from you and your priorities. And in the short term, that kind of is painful. So it's not a good thing for you. Like helping someone, going out of your way for a family member or a friend is not good for you. Really, it's not. But in the long term, it will pay off. Let's do the opposite of that. Let's invert it and say you don't help someone and you're not there for someone in your family or friendship group. In the long term, that will probably affect the relationship. And if we now transfer that to investing, the same can be true. If you look for investments that have gone up recently or you think will go up in the next week, month, year, they're probably not the type of investments that you want to hold for the long term. And so a really good example of this, and I'm not going to be too controversial, so I'll go straight to the point, is Bitcoin. A lot of people think that's gone up recently. That's a good investment. I would think that that's not necessarily going to be a good long-term outcome for you or for society. You know, there's these types of examples where we can apply these rules. And this episode with Tom from Shane is brilliant in giving you those frameworks and ways of thinking. So, yeah, that's
some
it.
Some good recommendations from this month on.
Yeah. I actually had too much time on the planes this month. So, caused some mischief.
Planes are such good time to dive into things.
Yeah. You get you just get so much time on. That's probably the one silver lining, right? Is that you get some time to spend on those types of things.
Monique will have to let us know how she goes because the time we do our next money and she'll be gone.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yes, you'll be on somewhere overseas. Will you be on a plane? No, you'll be there.
I'll be there, yes.
Yes, and you'll be maybe at Coachella, maybe not.
I reckon it's Coachella time, yeah.
Coachella time, yeah. So wow. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So all three of us have something that we're doing over the next few months. We're going somewhere. So we'll be sharing that with everyone coming up. There's a lot to discuss on the Australian Finance Podcast over the next month, but across all podcasts. So stay tuned. Monique, it's always a pleasure to get you in front of the camera, behind or in front of the mic. So thank you for stepping
behind
out.
Behind the mic?
Well, technically.
The mic's in front of me right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, well.
Anyway, anytime.
Welcome. And thank you again for joining us. And Kate, as always, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast. We hope you learned something new and were able to take one thing away from this episode.
If you're keen to learn more, head on over to RASC Education and take one of our free money and investing courses. You could even become a RASC Core member for less than your Netflix subscription each month. And don't forget to subscribe for new episodes in your inbox every week.
Plus, if you enjoyed the show, we'd love you to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and send any questions our way via the link in the description. And before we go on, did this podcast contain personal financial advice just for me?
Absolutely not, Kate. Our podcast actually contains general financial information only. What that means is the information does not take into account your financial needs, goals, objectives, or even your situation. So because of that, it's important that you consider if the information is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on it.
If that all sounds a bit confusing or you're still working out what your needs are, it's a great idea to consult a licensed and trusted financial planner. And don't forget to do your own research.
InvestSmart's portfolios are turning 10. And to celebrate, 10 InvestSmart boot camps are up for grabs. This self-paced online course is ideal for both seasoned investors and those who are just starting out. Valued at $99, you could win a spot on this highly rated course. To enter the competition and for terms and conditions, simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Don't miss out on this chance to learn from experts and take your investing to the next level. Simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Before you go, I wanted to share some things with you. Specifically, I wanted to tell you about the 10 ways that RASC could help you in 2024. As many of you know, RASC has grown to become one of the biggest investing and finance platforms in Australia. Across our podcasts, our websites, our memberships, and so on, we now engage around 200,000 Aussies, which, considering we started in a humble lounge room on a Kmart desk, one of those old fake white wooden ones, I'm pretty ecstatic about where we are 6 years later. As part of becoming one of Australia's biggest platforms for wealth creation and preservation, we now have a very special position in the country in that we can bring you some of the best, most thoughtful, expert-driven ways to protect and grow your wealth. And I'm going to share some of those with you now. I've got 10 ways that we can potentially help you or match you with someone who can. The first thing that I want to tell you about is the biggest step we've ever taken at RASC, which is the launch of our RASC Invest platform. This is a platform that lets our team, led by me, invest for you, primarily through low-cost, diversified ETFs. We'll have 3 strategies at launch, and every investor who comes through can pick one of the 3 strategies, being a balanced strategy, a growth strategy, and a high growth strategy. The balanced strategy focuses on passive income, and the high growth strategy focuses on longer term compounding. You will find a link in your podcast player to register your interest. We will be taking off soon. Number 2, if you prefer to DIY your investing, you can join me and over 4,000 members inside RASC Core. That's our full ETF and ASX share research membership community. You can join now and you'll get updated ETF portfolio recommendations every quarter, as well as ongoing ASX and global stock research. Every single month, we call them the All-Star Stocks. You get that alongside the ETF portfolios, as well as other members-only content. It's called RASC Core. Number 3, our first ever partnership with a business other than our own was a business by the name of Blusk, which has since become Flint Group. Flint Group is led by Chris Bates and Christian Stevens, 2 of Australia's most highly regarded mortgage brokers. Already over 200 RASC community members have begun the RASC plus Flint Group mortgage broking process. You can click the link in your podcast player if you're refinancing, investing, a first home buyer, or whatever.
You've probably heard Chris on the show many times. Number four, you can connect with our most trusted financial advisors. Whether you're 25 years old, just graduated uni and looking to set yourself up, or approaching or in retirement and you've got that nest egg you want to protect and generate a passive income from, you can get in contact with our trusted panel of financial advisors. You can find the link in your podcast player. It's there each and every week. Just click the thing that says financial planning. Number five, if you want specialist insurance advice, as Warren Buffett said, rule number one is don't lose money. And rule number two is don't forget rule number one. Insurance is vitally important, especially when it comes to your number one asset, you. Whether you're a single income household or a couple, and you just want to protect what would happen if. You want to protect your family if something goes wrong. You want to protect your spouse if you lose your job. You want to protect yourself if you hurt yourself on the weekend at footy. Insurance is a way to do that. And I think the best way to do insurance is through a financial planner. And there's a few reasons for that. But one of them is sometimes some insurers will only work with financial advisors, but they can also be your companion as you go through the sometimes daunting process of getting insurance done properly. Sometimes you might not even know, but you're not even covered, even though you think you are. So get the right advice. You'll find a link in the show notes to check that out. Number six, buying property. If you're like me and you're thinking of buying property in the next 12 months, or maybe you've already invested and you're looking to downsize, getting the right advice and being able to build wealth through property is a proven strategy. It might be one of the most contentious, but I think that we have one of Australia's best property coaches in our ranks. That is Pete Wargent. Pete is the host of the now super popular Australian property podcast by Rask, and he's also my analyst team's macro consultant. So if you're a member of RASCOR, you will have seen Pete's name around the traps. He's a property coach and buyer's agent, and he works with a select number of people each and every year. Just a note on this, this is not a commercial thing with Pete. Pete just has great services, so we offer them to the community. And when he fills up, he fills up. You can find out more about Pete's coaching in the show notes. Next up, tracking your portfolio for tax? I think you are, because I think you have to. So we've partnered with Nevexa to help you manage your share and ETF reporting, whether it's tax or performance. All RASC users get 20% off an annual plan with Nevexa. You can sync your portfolio with Nevexa's software, and it automatically tracks your dividends, your capital gains tax, and more. Again, not a commercial partnership. We don't make anything from working with Nevexa, but they do create some great tools which the RASC community uses each and every day. Number eight, want to run your own business? Maybe you already do. If you want more profit, but less stress, less time consumed, and less energy lost, get in contact. We have a partner business called Inflection. The Inflection Accelerator Program is a complete online course that helps you and a community of members engage and follow a proven strategy for growing your business. I'm grateful to be one of the coaches inside the Accelerator program, helping business owners right across Australia. You can find more following the link in your podcast player. It's the one that says coaching. Number nine, if you haven't already checked it out, join over 20,000 other people who tune into the RASC YouTube channel. It is completely free and you get notified when we go live and when we publish podcast episodes. There is a podcast on the RASC network each and every day, as well as bite-sized material that's less than 60 seconds, or those really punchy tutorials and webinars that are just 15 minutes that take you through a really exciting topic, whether it's how to buy a property, whether it's how to pick a dividend ETF. Some of our most popular content actually just explains things like, what the heck is franking credits and how do I calculate if I've got some? That's on our YouTube channel. Number 10, if you want to be a better investor, a saver, a better partner with money, or just understand your own relationship with money, you can do that. All of that by going to the RASC Education website and taking a free course. We've enrolled over 26,000 students at the time of this recording, and we are on a mission to get to 100,000 in the next few years. RASC Education is our mostly free education platform, covering everything from budgeting and automation to the, probably I would say, the best value investing program in the country. So whether you're a value investor, an intermediate investor, you want to know how to value Woolworths shares, or you simply just want to understand what ethical investing is or buy your first property and what actually happens on settlement day, head to the RASC Education website and enroll in something today. It is free and it supports us, because then I can come on here next month and I can say we've got 27,000. And hopefully we reach critical mass where we can help more Australians manage their money better. Thank you for listening to this long-winded ad. If you want to get in contact with me, you know where to go. There's a link in your show notes. Basically, these 10 services, even though some of them we don't make any money from, support RASC and allow us to produce these podcasts, attract the biggest and best guests from Australia and around the world, and bring them to you to answer your questions. Thank you for being part of the RASC network, and thank you for your ongoing support. Bye for now.